from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to the second installment of our broadcast from Corpus Christi here in Texas on this day, the 27th of June in the year of our Lord 2013. It is the 28th of June. So it's the 27th of June, is that correct? Yes, it is still the 27th of June elsewhere, but it's the 26th of June here in Corpus Christi. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, on this day. That we're bringing this broadcast is the 26th here. It is 27th wherever you may be. For some people, it's still 26th, believe it or not. That is why my mind is so confused with this whole time changes. It's seriously affecting me. This is June in the year of our Lord 2013. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, and I have me in the studio, our principal host here in Texas, Dr. Moses Winwe, and also our dear sister, Chidera Akabo. We are welcoming you to those of you who managed to make it, those of you who are in the Far East, even those of you in Senegal who has been staying awake trying to join this program. You are welcome to this transmission where we take a look at a far more critical analysis of where we are going, how we are heading, and more importantly, what is happening to our Biafran brethren here in the United States, where they work so hard and sometimes some will say offer so little to the struggle. This is Radio Biafra. We pull no punches. We are no diplomats. We tell you the truth the way it is. If you don't like it, then you change. The way we present our news program is to tell you the truth, to confront you with the stark naked truth. If you don't like it, then you change. If you say something about us, if we don't like it, we should also try to change that. This is your platform, your radio station, your projection, your voice to the ends of the earth. Here at Radio Biafra, we offer you a platform to speak your mind openly, without fear, without intimidation, without terror, without any inkling, without any inhibition whatsoever. You speak your mind on this platform. If you speak from Argentina, you'll be heard in Russia. You speak from Sweden, somebody in South Africa will hear you. You speak from Australia, somebody in Austria will hear you. You speak in Canada, and somebody in Chile will be able to hear you. On this platform, we project our voice, we project our realization, aspiration, we project everything that we are to the ends of the earth. No more lies with us. The Nigerian media establishment will no longer tell lies about Biafra, what we represent, what we are looking for, and how we intend to achieve it. We are welcoming you to our program. As always, our number is the same. You can get us either through the main normal telephone line. You can get us with Tango. You can get us with Viber. You can get us on Skype. Please, 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 the number remains the same. It doesn't change. Our number does not change. It remains the same. The number to get hold of us on is +1 404 7898796. This is a far more relaxed session. You are free to call us, to interact with us at length, to tell us what is on your mind. We are not work all the time. Sometimes on Radio Biafra, we do tend to crack some jokes. We are working tirelessly hard to make sure that Biafra comes. The only day we are going to relent is the day that Biafra, even when Biafra does come, some other people who will assume this seat, some other people who will pilot the affairs of the new media that is going to be whatever people may decide to call it, because we think that Radio Biafra will even continue into an independent Biafran nation. They may decide what to do with it. But for us, we will continue Full Tilt, two programs every blessed day from the United States until Biafra comes, or in fact, until we return to London. When we go back to London, then the world will then decide how we progress from there. The editorial board of Radio Biafra will decide how we progress from there. But for us today here in the United States, we are here to serve you in truth and honesty. We are here to re-emphasize, to reiterate the need for us to move forward without relenting, the need for us never to surrender, the need for us never to capitulate. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no going back. There are a lot of people who are going to tell you their stories later on who are supposedly meant to be hosting Radio Biafra, who some of them are now developing cold feet. We don't know why. We want to get to the bottom of the American problem. We want to understand the psychology, the psyche that have driven such people to abandon where they come from, to choose work over integrity and honor, to choose self-preservation over the collective well-being of an entire people, numbering nearly 50 million scattered all over the world. We are welcoming you to this very exciting program, where please you do have the floor to interact with us and tell us precisely what's on your mind. Before I proceed to do a rerun of the headlines we brought you earlier, I will first of all go to Dr. Moses Wigwe to please welcome you to this segment of our program this evening. Please, Dr. Moses Wigwe.
Hello, fellow Biafrans, and all friends of Biafran around the world. Welcome to this late edition here in Corpus Christi of Radio Biafra, coming to you live. Thank you, and God bless you. And bless Biafra.
Thank you very, very much. God shall bless all of us, please. And you look a bit tired. The sun has beaten you very well. Please say hello to our wonderful listeners so we can proceed.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. We welcome you to this edition. It is evening here in Corpus Christi, and we are still saying good morning to those of you in the morning already of the 27th. Good afternoon, good evening, good night from wherever you are, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And there are some people who are saying that, you know, if I'm God, I get a bit upset if people keep calling me all the time. But they said he's a merciful God. Is that correct? He never gets upset. You can imagine if people keep calling you all the time. How would you feel?
Well, if you have so many kids, you'll be proud of all of them.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You'll be very proud of them.
Yes.
Mm. Because you know the Jews, they're afraid to call God. They never say God.
What do they say?
They don't even write the name. Because God is very holy. They very rarely mention his name. They revere him so much, they very rarely call God's name.
In Israel. Whose
name do they call? There are other names you can call him, but you don't call him Elohim, and you don't call him Yahweh. I think Yahweh is his name.
I see. That's what
I mean. Yeah, but I do enjoy it because we keep calling him all the time until he comes.
Jehovah is his name as well.
It's not. Is Jehovah his name, or is it a nickname?
Jehovah is his name. He told Moses that his name is Jehovah.
Not Yahweh.
No.
No, they're going by all kind of names, depending on where you are.
Okay, if you're in America, it could be different. If you're in Europe, it could be different.
Right.
Yes, exactly. The same way that the hamburger in Britain is a lot smaller than the hamburger here. It is all different everywhere you go to that. This is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you. We are calling upon God to come and bless us, to guide everything that we are doing, to give us Biafra in truth and honesty. We just don't want Biafra that will resemble Nigeria, that will resemble the cemetery, the zoological Republic of Nigeria. We want a Biafra to be very proud of, a Biafra befitting of the intellect of the people who are going to inhabit it. That is why we want all hands on deck. We want everybody to contribute in whatever way they can to the building of the new Biafra. We don't want people with this, can we say, with this American selfish mentality. Am I allowed to say that?
Well, yeah, Radio Biafra, anybody can say whatever his opinion is.
Yes, it isn't it? But my opinion is very, very damning, because at Radio Biafra, we tell you the truth. If you don't like it, you change. The amount of selfishness I am seeing in America is astonishing. It is absolutely breathtaking. If we abandon our lot to some of the people we have been seeing here in America, you will not get Biafra. That is what we are saying. Some of them are good. but many more are even bad. We want them to repent from their sins. You know, it is a sin to hear about Biafra not doing anything about it. It is a sin. We want them to repent from their sins and come in. Please, if you want to be the chairman, chief executive, you're more than welcome to do so. Come in and be the chairman. If the reason why you don't want Biafra is because you want to lead, please come and lead. If the reason why you don't want Biafra is because you don't like the voices of the people presenting Radio Biafra, please come tell us who you are on air. We will come to you and drop you all the equipment so you can start broadcasting from your house if you want to. Stop being where you are. Stop being on the sidelines. Do something to save your people. This country was fought for and built by people you are here enjoying as a parasite. You know what parasite is? People that suck where they have not sown. Things like tapeworm. Like, what other parasites do you have? You're into medicine. What other parasites do you have in the body? Moses is a doctor. Who knows why they have parasites in
them? Virus.
There are big ones like tapeworm that suck. You are eating as you're feeding. It is on your the lines of your stomach, taking everything away. So you're even emaciating. The more you eat, the more the slimmer you look, because there is a parasite there taking everything away, which is the attitude of some of our people in this country, eating where they have not sown. I want you people, are into medicine. You are studying to be a medical professional. Moses himself is in medicine. What are the names of parasites that describes our people in America? What are the names of the parasites you know in the body? Me, as a lay person, I know tapeworm is a parasite. What are the other ones we have?
Actually, I wouldn't go that far to call any of the working Biafran cell or Nigerians or whoever they are as a parasite.
No, they are not.
I differ on that, because a parasite is something that lives on without producing anything. But the Biafran cell in America, they work so hard. They even sometimes lose sleep. So what we need to do is try to keep, you know, calling them, make them aware of the struggle for Biafran. It's going to take time. Some of them will come on board. Some of them won't, but I'm sure with time they will come on board.
Thank you very much. I am trusting your enthusiasm and your confidence. If they don't come on board, we'll hold you responsible.
I'll try.
Yes, that this is Radio Biafra. We broadcast the truth. If you don't like it, you can do whatever you like, but we must speak the truth, because our forefather said, "For ye shall know the truth." Even before the Bible wrote it, Ezioko Bondo, truth is life. If you abandon truth, you are finished. We tell you the truth regardless of how bitter it is. You repent from your sins, or else Nigeria will consume all of us. On this day, the 26th of June in the year of our Lord 2013, here are the headlines from Corpus Christi, the second segment of our installation. This very day, from this very hot city, I must say, we attempted to walk after eating from where we are eating down to where we are. And all the flyovers, they look alike. But we are here presenting Radio Biafra in truth and honesty. I love my language so much, so if I deviate to speak the very wonderful Igbo language, I must be excused. They are the language of my ancestors. It drives away evil spirit. The word Biafra itself, natural in your jaw. If you listen, if you imbibe Biafra in you, it will cleanse you. As somebody said, Moses, was you that said that it cures high blood pressure? Yes, on a high blood pressure. Biafra drives away all manner of evil. There is nothing it would not cure. Rather than going to Cherubim and Seraphim, going to Celestial Church, going to Oyedepo to give them money, giving money to Yoruba pastors, all you need to do is to face the Biafran flag and your sins will be forgiven. You will be cleansed. Both inside and out, because this is Biafra. Biafra is a spirit. Only those who are privileged are called to serve Biafra. Not every chaff can be called to answer to Biafra. Your name may sound Igbo. You may even look Igbo. Even your weave on may look like Igbo if you're a lady. The way your tie wrapper may appear Igbo, but you are not unless you embrace Biafra. The same way you cannot enter into the kingdom of God without going through our Savior Jesus Christ, that is the same way you cannot inherit eternity in the life of the in the land of the living unless you embrace Biafra in truth and honesty. Biafra is a calling. It is far more spiritual than spirit itself. It is far more deeper than any religion. For you to imbibe it, believe you me, you must be something very, very special, as being evidenced by the wonderful hospitality we are receiving, courtesy of our brother here, Dr. Moses Wigwe. We are welcoming you once again. These are our headlines: that Biafra versus Nigeria in court ruling. The update from where is that they asked us to bring typewriter and TPEX one next. We are coming to court to go and amend the one line that was missing in the suit itself. This is astonishing. We omitted incorporated trustees of Bilie That is the only reason why this case was struck out, but we are still there, very resilient, persisting. Even our sister, some of our people did go down, like Amrita Anibok, she did go down to Owerri without telling anybody, but we are very, very grateful that she had a very minor accident and she survived it. She went to Owerri to attend the court case without making any fanfare of it at all. She is a regular on our Facebook page. This is to show that our women, I love them so much because of their dedication, their diligence, the way they are devoted to the struggle for Biafra. I am on record as saying that I want women to lead this struggle and I will support them wholeheartedly. We are reporting today that even some of you that went to Owerri, that even had some scare along the way, you are still believing in Biafra resolutely. We are wishing our sister Rita Anibok a very speedy recovery. She traveled to Owerri to witness the court case herself. She is back now in Lagos, I presume. We wish her the very best that life has to offer and for her to remain until Biafra comes. We are telling you this evening, by way of an update, we are free to go into it later on, should we please to do so, that the court case is still raging, it is still going on. We are returning to the same court. That particular justice will be tired of seeing us. We will keep coming like a pure water wrapper, buried under the ground. If you dig it up in the next 20 years, it is still looking at you as tokens. It doesn't change. The still paper is still there the same way it is. If you bury it, it will still come up looking very, very fresh. It is not decaying. That is what we are. We are never going to go away until we get the freedom that we so rightfully deserve. We are also reporting this evening, as we did earlier, that the Nigerian Armed Forces is looking for money to fight a ragtag army in the north. Think of what would happen if a second front were to open up in the south. We are on record as saying that we are the ones now with the cowardly Yoruba people holding Nigeria as one. The Hausas have determined that they want to go. They now know that all the money being embezzled by their leaders doesn't even get to the poor masses, doesn't get to the poor people. They are now diverting attention by asking people to look at the federal government as the problem, when they themselves are the problem. The service chiefs, by which we mean the chief of defense staff, the chief of naval staff, the chief of army staff, the chief of the Air Force Marshal, whatever they call it. This is a country without aircraft that still have people as Air Vice Marshal, whatever that title means. They are getting together to say they don't have money to fight a ragtag bunch of people who are untrained, irregulars, people drawn from the rank and file of the Islamic extremists in the north, with only armed with AK-47 and a few rounds of ammunition. They are looking for money to fight them. Then you begin to ask yourself, what have you been doing in the so-called peacekeeping you all have been going to for very many years now? What has been happening? Why are you looking for more money? These are corrupt people. They are looking for money to line their pockets as usual, to come to London to buy houses, to come to New York to buy houses, to lavish their girlfriends with gifts in Dubai, to do the very worst things that they're always known for doing, opening Swiss bank accounts. That is why they want more money. These people do not love you. They never love you. The only reason why they are fighting insurgents in the northern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is so that they can preserve their fake status as the elite. These are people, men who are corrupt to the bone, ill-educated men who are fighting a war they know they cannot win. They are pleading for money from the government of the Zoological Republic in order to be able to prosecute this war. We are also telling you this evening that the Nigerian presidency is panicking over the discovery of oil in the United States in commercial quantity. They are saying it is not a threat to Nigeria. The senior special advisor to the president, Dr. Doyin Okupe, is always Yoruba people everywhere milking everybody. How they climb to these positions, nobody knows. I'm not sure that any Igbo person has ever held this position before. They are all over the place like leeches. In fact, they are the original parasites. There was a question I asked before on Radio Biafra, which we are going to ask again this evening. What has Yoruba people contributed to the advancement of Nigeria as a country? These are the original parasites. I don't know, some of the people that lived in Lagos before coming to the US, that's where they got this thing from, where you come and be sucking and eating away where you have not sown. People built this country. We must continue to remind ourselves. We want you people, every Biafra in the United States, to also contribute and lend a hand in the building of the new Biafra. Biafra is not going to be built by ghosts or spirits. It's going to be built by people like you listening this evening. We are also telling you that there is somebody by the name of Shehu of Borno. His name is Alhaji Abubakar El Kanemi. He is blaming the security problems they are facing in the north, the problem that they themselves created by preaching Wahhabist, extremist Islamic theology. They are now telling us the problem is caused by Goodluck Jonathan and the federal government. We'll be asking them this evening, you have been governing this country since Tafawa Balewa. You govern this country through Gowon. You govern the country through Murtala Muhammad. You govern the country through Olusegun Obasanjo. You even govern this country through somebody by the name of Shehu Shagari, if you forgotten about him. You also govern this country through Buhari. You went on to govern the country even further through Babangida. You continued to govern the country through Abacha. After Abacha came Abdul Salami Abubakar. After Abdul Salami Abubakar came the archape himself, Olusegun Obasanjo. After Olusegun Obasanjo came again one of your sons, Yar'Adua. And now after Yar'Adua, now you have somebody from where the sun rises from in that country, in the shape of Goodluck, Brother Jonathan. You are now only telling us that you are having difficulties in the country because of the policies of the federal government of Nigeria. You built Abuja, squandered billions upon billions, building what amounts to a white elephant, a glorification of your ignorance. Now you have the temerity to tell us that the country is falling apart because of the policies of the federal government. It is your conduct, your policy, your way of life, how you have structured the society, that is what is bringing you problems, and not what Goodluck Jonathan, who, as imbecilic as he is in office, has done nothing to even I will not say alleviate, because he is incapable of doing that anyway. He has not made the problem worse, so to speak. These are our principal headlines and summary this very evening here in Corpus Christi in Texas. From where we'll be moving on to Houston. From Houston, we'll go to the last Fort Worth, and then from there to, we will see if we'll go to San Francisco, because those of them in San Francisco are typical parasites. They are unwilling, unable, inflexible, and incapable of hosting Radio Biafra. We'll try and look for a way around that. Please, Moses, these are our key points that we're presenting this evening, which we want to discuss in depth, because the second phase of our programming looks at in-depth analysis, how we can relate all these things we are covering to Biafra. But before you come in, please, we must remind our listeners that the number to call is +1 404 789 8796. I repeat, +1 404 789 8796. Or you can join us via Skype by adding Radio Biafra to your Skype. Please tell your friends who are awake. This is the perfect cure for insomnia. For those of you who cannot sleep very well, you can tune into Radio Biafra and be part of us this very night for some of you, and evening here in the United States. We are hoping to catch some of our people after work, but unfortunately, some of them are doing the second shift for the day, so they are still at work. But we are here at the studios broadcasting. For some of them who are able to be released, we are asking them to please call this number this evening to tell us what life is like around where you are. Do not be afraid. Don't think we are going to eat you alive, because we cannot. We love all of you very dearly. That is why we are here preaching this gospel. The number once again is +1 404 789 8796. Please, Moses, if you can please proceed.
Yeah, well, as I said earlier in the program we had before, the Hausa Fulani oligarchy, they don't have any reason to cry for marginalization, because the country of Nigeria is theirs. They believe to rule Nigeria is their birthright, and they believe that anything less than that is marginalization. Even though President Jonathan is the figurehead they had as president, he is just there as a puppet. He doesn't have no power, and the power is owned by the majority, and the majority of the people ruling Nigeria are the Hausa Fulani. As I said earlier in this first segment, for every representative senator you have from the southeast, you have at least 5 to 10 from the Hausa Fulani. So that's why nothing gets done in Nigeria. So whatever they decide, that's what happens, whether you like it or not. So crying for marginalization is just really another way to, you know, they want looking for attention, because quote unquote Jonathan is occupying that seat, even though he doesn't make the policies that govern that country. I don't know what to call it, jungle, cemetery, or whatever we'll call it. That being said, the Hausa Yoruba, they are lying together to marginalize the Igbos. The Hausas, and they have the power, and the Yorubas, they have the economy. For those, the Igbos and their brothers in the southeast and south-south, as the same acronym the Nigerian people used to describe those people, what they are doing is just eating the crumbles that's left over, as he said here in America. It's a leftover, that's what they eat. So for anybody outside the southeast and south-south to get to power, even though Jonathan is there, he's just a puppet. He doesn't know what is going on. So he is doing what he's told to do. That's all. For the southeasterners, for anybody, I have had some people clamoring 2005 Igbo presidency. We don't need any Igbo presidency. What we need is Biafra. That's all. That's what God wants us to do. That's what we need to do. That's what we must do. And that's what we are doing. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. That is what we are going to do. We are not relenting in our pursuit. What we are doing is honorable. I don't know if, Jirara, are you in a position to make any contribution to this? Because I know you are very, very tired. We went out to try and grab something to eat here in the U.S. And I must say that even the steak itself is very massive, as I said the other day. Having enjoyed such a very hearty meal, courtesy of our host here, we've now had to walk for almost 1 hour trying to get back to where we are staying. But unfortunately, as we kept walking, the distance kept increasing. There are no taxis around here. There are no buses. There are no trains. Do you have any trains here at all? We haven't seen any trains at all.
Yeah, I have some friends. As you said, everybody, you know, claim to be at work. I wouldn't say a claim. Some of them work. And the bills here are pretty high. Maybe that's why I'm working sometimes. There's a lot of people called the working poor. No matter how many jobs you have, no matter how many hours you have, you are still a working poor. They keep working, try to pay their bills. As a matter of fact, some people at the end of the month, in spite of working more than 3 jobs, they are still broke.
Is that right? How is that possible?
Well, because there's a lot of bills in this country. Everything is a high-paced society. There's a lot of bills. There's a lot of expenses.
So as you're making the money, you're paying it out in bills.
Exactly. Right? But some of us have to know a way to prioritize what they need to do in order to get ahead of life. Somebody can earn $10 a day and still end up in debt, and somebody can earn $5 a day, and that's enough for him to live by. So that depends on how you plan. In the last segment, somebody was saying that the white people, if he had his wish, he would build a wall around Africa so that the foreigners, which is refers to the white people, stay in their own country, and the black Africans stay in their own country. Well, I understand that most of the resources are being taken over by those white people that invested in our homeland. But the little that they left, where does it go? Our so-called leaders, corrupt, inefficient, they still turn around, leave the 10 or 20% they left for them, go back to the same white people's country to buy a mansion. If they could use it to develop the country or wherever they are, things would be different. I just recently read it on one of the newspapers from Nigeria or Biafra land that Governor Obi is buying SUV for about 200 chiefs, or don't know what they call them. Is that his own money or the government money? In this country where I live, if even Governor Rick Perry, who's the governor of Texas, if he take a dime and buy something, he will go to jail.
He'll go to jail. But this is, they are civilized. Let's try to take this call. Okay. They are civilized people.
Yes,
this is Radio Biafra, the caller on Viber. Can you hear me? Hello, the caller on Viber, can you hear me? They are not there anymore. We have lost them. We are asking them to please call back if you can. Please do call us back on Skype. Our Skype remains the same. We have lost one or two calls. Let us try to take this call and see. If you call us on Skype and you can't get through, please do not worry. We will call you back. We shall call you back. We are interested to take your calls this evening here and to be able to get to the bottom of some of these problems. A lot of you have quite a lot to say. You have so much to contribute, and we are seriously looking forward to that. If it is unable to connect, please be rest assured that we will call you back. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from Corpus Christi. This is the second installment, the second segment of our program dedicated to life in America. We are looking at the life that our people are leading in America and how that can be channeled towards helping us restore Biafra, because we're talking about restoration, not actualization, not realization. We are looking to restore Biafra, and for that reason and that reason alone, we have to be dedicated, we have to be concerned, we have to be devoted to the work that we are doing. If our connection is a bit loose, please do not hesitate to call us on the number. The number to call once again is +1 404 7898 796. Once again, +1 404 7898 796. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, and I have him in the studio here today, Dr. Moses Wingwe, and also our dear sister Chidera Akabo. You are welcome to join us. You are welcome to phone us. We are going to attempt to get back everybody who's tried to call us without success. This is Radio Biafra. We are trying to make sure that we get you online this evening. There's been a lot of discussions from some people complaining very seriously that sometimes that we are a little bit harsh. That we are very harsh. That it will be better for us to try to turn down and try to sound a bit more appealing, appeal to our people. That begging our people somehow we make things better. Is this something you subscribe to? Do you believe in that? That pleading with our people and begging them will make things better? Yeah, of course you may.
I don't believe in that, because like you said earlier on, Biafra is a spiritual thing and it's a spiritual calling for each and every one of us. Before I joined, no one begged me. I looked it up on Facebook and I called and said I was going to volunteer in every way I can. So for those people that I believe that if we have to beg you to do this to save your own self and your own people, then you're not even serious. So I don't agree with that. It's not acceptable to me to beg anyone.
Yeah, some are saying that we should beg.
Well, I don't call it begging. The truth is harsh sometimes. We will try to appeal to each one and everyone to understand the need to have Biafra instead of Nigeria. I wouldn't call it begging. When we say the truth, it sounds like if you are being harsh. I don't believe one is being harsh by telling the truth. But our people, please listen to the Radio Biafra and answer the call to come and help your people. I know those of us who live overseas, if somebody didn't sacrifice to make this place habitable, make it possible for us to be here and get all this job or whatever we are doing to help our people, that wouldn't be able to happen today.
Let's see if this call. Okay. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. We have lost them. The caller on Skype, we have lost them. This is Radio Biafra, please. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear us? No. What is happening? We can't understand what precisely is. The caller on the phone, can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? No, they have gone, which is rather unfortunate. We ask you to please try and call back. Our lines are okay. We don't know what is happening. We do not know what is happening, please. You stay where you are. If you're calling us on Skype, some of you stay where you are. We will call you back. Please let us go and see if we manage to secure this caller on Skype, please. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear us? It seems we may have lost them. Please asking you to call back. The number, I can't understand why somebody will call us on the phone and not say anything and put down the phone. Please, we are asking you to try and call back. The caller that called us, please do try and call us back on the phone. And also, some of you who are calling us on Skype, if you call us, do persevere. If we can't get hold of you, we will try and call you back. Please, so stay where you are when you call us. We are definitely, definitely going to come to you. Let us try again. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Clifford Iruanya.
Yes, Clifford Iruanya, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi here in Texas. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yes, I want to use this opportunity to congratulate you for continuing the broadcast in Texas, and I said well done for a good job done, okay?
Thank you.
I also like to thank Wanda Chidera and our brother Moses Mwigwe, and I look forward to seeing you, all of you, Friday morning.
Wonderful. Yes, we will be there. For those of you in Texas, you are really, really setting the pace. And we must make it clear, very, very clear, that so far, Atlanta, our brothers in Atlanta, Martin and Cletus, and now here in Texas, Moses Wiebe is here with us. We'll be joining you in Houston, Clifford Iruanya, very, very shortly in the next coming days. And after that, we're going to see Ugo. Ugo is hosting us in Dallas. These are people who are dedicated to the struggle. Why is Texas showing more interest than a whole California? They said California has about 59 electoral college votes, or 51, or 55. It has the highest number of electoral college votes in this country, arguably one of the most prosperous areas of this country. Why is it difficult for our people in California to come out and identify with Biafra? Why are they hiding? Why are they running? Why is it that it's only Texas? Is it because the sun shining here is more akin to what we have back home? What is making Texas so special that people are running over themselves to host Radio Biafra in Texas when people in California are running? Some of them are running, and it is very, very disgraceful. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know why they are running, but generally I know that just like you said about Igbo politicians, in some of your broadcasts last year, the only way you identify an Igbo politician is when you mention the word Biafra. The first or the group of people that will jump through the window, check them very well, they are Igbo politicians. So that may be the case. But what I want to say is that I'm using this opportunity to tell listeners all over the world to please tune in to Radio Biafra on Friday, on Saturday, and on Sunday. By 7 o'clock London time, we're going to have a very special broadcast. And I tell you, you have a lot coming in. I already promised two enemies of Biafra on Facebook. One of them is external enemy. Another one is an internal enemy. But they have something in common, because the external enemy is giving contract to the one, to the internal enemy. I promise them to give a full response to whatever they wrote on Facebook, and I'm going to do justice to that on during the weekend when we have that broadcast.
Thank you very much. We are looking forward to being with you people over there. Thank you very much once again for all your hard work, all you have put into this. And we can only pray that God preserve and keep you and all our people in Houston, Texas, as we come to join you over the weekend. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you. Yes, we have another caller who has been waiting very patiently on the phone. We will now go to him. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi here in Texas, United States.
My name is Kyle IK. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio, here in the United States. Actually, I live in Canada. I'm just visiting my family out here in Cleveland.
Yes.
I've been following your program for a minute about the apathy of our people towards this the restoration of the apathy. I think I've actually started this thing. I can relate this thing back to the Igbo parents themselves. And I'll use myself as an example. I wasn't born during the Civil War. I was born about a decade after the Civil War. But I have to read much about the outside myself. My parents never told me much about this thing. It's like most Igbo parents shied away from this story. And this thing is having an impact, a negative impact, I must say. amongst the current Igbo population. Even the parents themselves are against the war. So you'll be surprised to find that most Igbos are not really interested. You have to tell them over and over about this thing to get them to be interested. I'll give you a very vivid example. One of my uncles that fought during the Civil War, my father told me how he fought during the Civil War. Could you believe this? My uncle lives in Osun State. He has a mansion in Osun State in Ogigia land. And he doesn't have anything in the village in the east. So you can imagine people that have witnessed the war are really, they don't know what they're doing. So this thing is it's having some kind of translational effect on the greater Igbo society towards this cause. So this is an uphill task. I must say you need serious perseverance to win over our people, to get them to be interested in this thing. Most of the things I know about Biafra today, I had to study myself.
Yes.
I have to do a lot of studying myself.
Yeah, but maybe that is why we need the office of the Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra working, sitting as a matter of urgency to begin to direct, to issue directives to schools, to begin to advise families, please, to begin to teach our people that something has to happen. You know, we are rather very, very disappointed that even you found out for yourself what is happening. You found out for yourself about Biafra because you are in the Western world. You can Google, you can go to the local library, you can afford to buy books. How about those living in the United States? What is happening to them? What do we need to do? When you say perseverance, that we need to persevere, what else do we need to do to get somebody who is a medical doctor in America, to get somebody who is a pharmacist, somebody who is a nurse, somebody who is, I don't know, what other jobs they do in this country, all these professionals? How can you begin to appeal to somebody that thinks or claims he or she is educated to understand the need to have Biafra, to understand the need that not only do you wish for Biafra, you have to do something about it personally yourself as an individual? How do you get that message across to such people?
From what I think, it's just to keep telling them, and like you said, the translator, which we're working on, I believe that will help. And there are people from back home, absolutely. I don't know, some of them do call back home. They still speak to their people back home. I believe the translator, one of the key messages when you guys transmit back home is to tell your people back home to call their people in the United States, not just United States. It's not only United States, even where I'm at, in Canada. Some people are not that really keen towards this curse. They're not really that keen. You have to keep telling them, and I believe there are people from back home, people from back home have something to do towards this. Many people, like you said, are forgetting where they come from. They forget that people fought to, the white people fought to, develop their society. They didn't run away from it. Like, one thing I believe that you have to confront your problem. You don't run away from your problem. Most of us outside Nigeria, outside the East, have failed to confront our problem. That's why the problem keeps going. For example, those in the North, for example, that refuse to meet the North, they don't want to meet the North, and at the same time, they don't want to confront their killers. That is why their killers keep coming after them. One of my researches I did during the Civil War, when Ganjuba killed Agnew Ranci, the ABC, the bodyguard of Agnew Ranci, was something flight, something four. He had a grenade in his hand. Ganjuba and his troops kidnapped Agnew Ranci and the veteran Colonel Faji. He didn't do nothing, rather he escaped. If he had probably opened up the grenade and everybody died there, I believe that time we would not be having this conversation.
Exactly.
So you know, sometimes we should learn how to confront our problem rather than run away from it. Like, I just went back home lately, back in April, I just got back. And I went to my village, people are taking over the old places. Because no good people are left to confront evil. Same thing in Nigeria. The leaders we have today are taking over the living mansions, they do whatever they like because nobody confronts them. So I just hope our people will just wake up and confront this problem once and for all. And what I mean this problem is restoring Biafra, finding a way to restore this Biafra once and for all. Because I believe the longer we stay in Nigeria, the more the problem, the bigger the problem is going to get. Honestly, this is my belief. The longer we stay in Nigeria, the bigger the problem.
But why don't those in America see this problem? Why do you people in Canada, some of you in Canada, see this problem? Why is it that people in the United States cannot see the same thing that people who are living even in a colder climate in Canada can see? What is it about them here that they cannot see what people in Malaysia are seeing? What is it about them here that what those of us are seeing in continental Europe, they cannot see it? Those of us in England are seeing, they can't see it. People back home are seeing. Even people in Senegal and South Africa are seeing, they can't see. People in India are seeing. What is it about our people that inhabit the United States that things that are happening to us doesn't touch them? Where did they get that type of selfishness from? That is what nobody has been able to answer me. It's a question I'm asking. Where did the American brand of selfishness come from? Especially the selfishness exhibited by Igbo people living in the United States of America. That's what I want to know.
The key, I think from my own point of view, I think it is the American way of life, what I call dog eat dog. Everybody for himself. It's about extending even to some extent to Canada also. Everybody here, it's about yourself. So when people get over here, they just forget where they come from. That's the way it is. There is so much bad things to do, so much fun to have and all that. And people just say, you know what, to hell with where we're coming from. So, I just hope they wake up. I hope they wake up. I've been trying to, I've been trying to link them up with this radio station, I've been trying to link them up concerning how to get this BFR as soon as possible. Because officially Nigeria expires next year, 2014. According to the amalgamation document.
Let's take this call. Please stay where you are. I enjoy talking to you. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. Hello?
Hello?
Please turn your system off. Turn it off and turn the phone. Turn your system off.
Okay.
Can you turn your system off, please?
Yes. Hold on. Give me 1 minute, okay?
It's incredible. We keep telling. Anyway, we are hoping you will turn it off. We hold on for 1 minute for you.
Okay. It's off already.
It's better now. Please go ahead because the world can hear your voice and you can hear mine. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. It's really good. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really glad what you guys are doing. It's really, really, really good, you know. And I just heard you talking about what is going on with people in America here. It's actually, I've talked to some of my Igbo friends here, you know. I'm in the medical field, and we've come together, you know, we talk about this Biafra thing, everybody want it. But the lifestyle in America here is just, you know, everybody works, especially in the medical field, they work over and over and over, and sometimes we have a meeting, most people don't turn up. Not that they don't want to do it, but because of the pressure back home, people are trying to do whatever they can do to make things happen here and back home. So people are so consumed with life than to start thinking about Biafra, which I know is not the right thing they should be doing. You know, but like you, people like you who are trying to put this on air, I think with more things like this going on, people will be tuning in, and the willingness to do more will be coming out. But it's something that is taking a time. It's a process. So I'm really happy that you started the process, and we're going to get there someday. So this is what I want to contribute to this.
How are we going to get there? What do they want us to do? Do they want us to come here to become their housemaid, their houseboy, to spoon-feed them information about Biafra?
No, that's not it. I mean,
it's at least we should start with maybe having organizations starting to get people in like this. This is what I'm hearing. This I never knew that something like this existed. I just saw it on Facebook. So I'm going to relay this to my friends, and they're going to start listening. That's how it's going to start. Word by mouth. It's not going to happen in a day, but I want you guys to have patience. It will happen. And it's happening around the cities now. People are coming together and talking about this Biafra. Nobody's happy with Nigeria right now.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are going to do, as you say, word of mouth. We will hold you responsible for spreading it to your friends. And incidentally, we are coming to Dallas, Texas in the next few days. We will take this message to every major city in America. When we leave here and return to England, and by the grace of God, to Biafra land, we will go and tell people at home that, behold, we went to America to spread the gospel of the restoration of Biafra. Some accepted it and some did not. There is no excuse, because even if you're at work, you can use your iPhone. Even during your lunch break or your break time, you can go and download previous broadcasts and listen to what is happening and hear what your fellow Biafrans are saying all over the world, and hear us rebut the nonsense coming out of the established media in Nigeria. Because without Radio Biafra, we are finished. This is the only voice we have to project to the ends of the earth regarding our effort to bring about Biafra in truth and honesty. With Radio Biafra, the world knows we exist as a people. With Radio Biafra, every exploit we accomplish in the legal field, in the high court of Owerri in Nigeria, the whole world gets to know about it. Nobody knows. Some of these people who are working for 25 hours in a 24-hour day should realize that we as Biafran people have the right legitimately under the Constitution of Nigeria to have our own government, and we have that government properly constituted and their names entered in a court of law in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are asking them to wake up. We are asking people of the medical profession like yourself, people who are very comfortable in America, to come to the rescue of the downtrodden, those who are disadvantaged, those who are excluded from the mainstream economic life in the zoo called Nigeria, those who do not have any hope. There is no aspiration. There is nothing to look forward to the next day. We are counting on you people. If you are saved, you save the next person, please. That is what we are saying. If we can plead on behalf of the people who are back home suffering, that is what we are doing. Biafra is our right, and we're going to claim it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. It doesn't know how much you think to us. We are listening.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Yes, it seems it's only people in the medical profession who are touched to come out, is it? Is that something? Is it the doctors, because they're saving lives? Is that
one? Well, that might be part of it. As the last caller said, that's what I've been saying, it's a question of awareness and patience. You know, like one of our brothers that came yesterday to join yesterday's broadcast, Kelechi Mbagu, he had it for the first time. That was the first time I met him. He was very, very enthusiastic when he was there yesterday, and his actions proved that he is into it. So for those of us who live in foreign land, I don't think they have forgotten where they come from. Well, what most of them need, awareness. We keep talking, and some of them also have heard about it because of what had happened in the past, like Masob and the rest of them going about to achieve Biafra without using the right procedures. But Radio Biafra and Bile Human Rights Initiative, they are doing it the right way. This is the first time any pro-Biafran group has taken Nigeria to court. So that alone is symbolic. So everybody would join, would get on board as soon as they know that, hey, this is for real. It doesn't matter which word we use. If we say to describe where we are going, the movement has started and it's not going to stop. So some people are watching to make sure this is going to happen. But I can assure you, whoever is listening over there, if you're a Biafran, if you're a friend of Biafran, please join this cause. This cause is just. The Biafran people deserve more than they're getting in Nigeria, because Nigerian government and the Nigerian people don't think that the Southeasterners and their brothers from the South are Nigerians. If you check the economy of Nigeria, what is left of it, as only based on oil, forgetting that before oil was discovered, the North used to produce ground nut, and the West used to produce cocoa, and the Southeast used to produce palm oil. Each region grow according to their own pace, but right now you don't hear anything about palm oil, you don't hear anything about cocoa, you don't hear anything about groundnut. Everybody just talking about oil. So eventually one day that's not going to be the case. So we don't want a country that's going to depend on oil. Okay, like those of us who live here in the United States, it have a mixed economy. They don't depend on anything. Even though it was in the news, as our brother and host of the this radio said, that on the news headline that they have discovered oil here, the Nigerian president and his people are panicking. The United States have had a lot of oil reserve for a very, very long time. They decided not to drill it. It's only now they're just trying to touch it. That doesn't mean that they didn't have this oil before. So the Nigerian people, I'm not worried about Nigeria. I'm going to refer to Biafra. When we get it, our economy is likely going to be a mixed economy. We're not going to depend on one item. So So if you depend just on oil, if that oil dried up, you are gone. So I don't care which way Nigeria goes, because I don't see myself, you know, as a Nigerian, and I am not. So please, fellow Biafrans and friends of Biafra, join us in this just cause. It is just. God is on our side. Justice delayed is justice denied. This is the time now for every one of us to rally around and join this worthy cause. I know some of you are hearing of Radio Biafra for the first time. Please do not sit on the fence. Don't think, say, oh, I have heard something like this before. This time is different. This time is for real. This time we're going to get Biafra. This is the first time any pro-Biafran organization has sued Nigeria. And that thing is ongoing. Even though yesterday the lead attorney, Barrister Emeka Adolf Ezrim, said that because of technicalities, this case has been struck out. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's been dismissed. So the case will be refiled once that technicality is really taken care of.
Yes.
Okay. And if you listen to if you watch Nigeria, I don't know if I would say they adhere to international standards or international judgment. You see, the Cameroonians now took over Bakassi, because they went to the World Court and dragged Nigeria to the World Court. At the end of the case, the World Court said that the Cameroonians should take over Bakassi. And you know, Bakassi is a part of Biafra. That's an oil-rich area of Biafra. Okay, Nigeria had 10 years windows to appeal this case. Last year, I think October last year, was the 10th anniversary. They had opportunity to appeal the case and then get Bakassi back to Nigeria. They didn't do it. So if Biafra eventually win the case to go on their own, I believe Nigeria is finished. Nigeria then will belong to the Hausa, Fulani, and the Yorubas if the Yorubas won't be a part of that country. So the Biafrans, we are doing this following all the procedures based on international law. We are not violating any rules. The United Nations Charter allows us to be on our own. Every indigenous people have the right of self-determination.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. Okay. Yes. Let us go to our brother who's still on the line. Please, what you know, is Ike still on the line? Ike Dika, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good man. What have you made of what you've heard so far? You've heard from Dr. Moses, we were here, and also another medical doctor. Are you in the medical profession as well in Canada?
No, no, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
So
I'm,
you're an exception to the rule.
No.
You're not a medicine man. You're not into medicine. Yeah, please go ahead. What would you like to contribute to what you've heard so far?
I didn't hear properly what I think I heard about the United States discovering oil.
Yes,
A long time ago, prior to this time. Yeah, they actually they had the oil way before this time. I think they just decided to start, you know, domestic production, which is in the right direction anyway, because some people are starting to feel the high gas prices out here. So it's the right thing for them to do anyway. That way, it will help us in our own cause to reduce the dependency on Nigerian oil. Another thing I want to speak about is the headline concerning the second Niger Bridge and the Shehu of Borno or whatever.
Yes,
the second Niger Bridge, I think people should just forget about it. It's just the fallacy. They've had that way back from the 70s, late 70s. It's just a political thing, something that they always bring up, every like a 4-year cycle thing. Now that you hear about it, once it's after politics, you don't hear about it anymore. The next time you're going to hear about it is 2017 or 2018. Hopefully, Nigeria won't be in Nigeria to be talking about it. And the other thing is, Shehu of Borno talking about marginalization of the North. One thing you got to know about this Northerners, they master deceptors. They're good at deceiving people. And being that, and for Nigeria, the average Nigerian is ignorant, so it's been so easy for them to deceive Nigerians. These guys are a bunch of liars and everything, and you can't really take their word for it. They ruin Nigeria virtually about 90 to 95% of Nigeria's existence. So I don't know where you get that from, that they've been marginalized. And the unfortunate thing is that the British are the one propping them up. So I just hope people will see through what they are, like, you know, they snakes, so you can't really take their word for anything. And I'll get off the phone. I have a lot to say. Hopefully I'll call back and
have
a program.
Yeah,
I don't
know
if
can call through. Thank you very much. You've been very kind. Thank you very much. And God bless you as you make your way back to Canada. That was our brother. We've spent some time with him. He seems to be of the opinion, everybody's saying, give them time. Be very patient with them. But we don't have the time to be patient. We are hoping to travel to San Francisco. We thought we had made arrangements to go to San Francisco. But unfortunately, the people that we are counting on to be able to host Radio Biafra in San Francisco, unfortunately, are indisposed at the moment. Is that correct? Is that the case?
Yes.
Yes, they are indisposed at the moment. So we are still trying to get people to be able to host Radio Biafra. By hosting us, I mean you get us down there, you take care of us. Same thing that Moses Mwigwe did. The same thing that our brothers are going to do in Houston and in Dallas. And then we leave that place and proceed to New York. Please, 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 we are asking people. I don't know, we can't beg anybody. So we're not saying please to people who are in San Francisco. We're asking genuine Biafrans to please step up to the front and be able to host Radio Biafra in San Francisco. If they are in a position to do so, where they fail to do that, they will know that we don't have Biafrans in San Francisco and we shall proceed to another area. We know we are wanted in Texas, and that is why we are in very high demand. And here we shall continue to spread the gospel of restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra. Until it comes, we are indebted to the people of Texas. They have done us very proud. And also to our brothers in Atlanta as well, in Georgia, for the very wonderful way they rallied behind us before we left there to ensure that the Biafran presence is maintained in that very glorious place. We are welcoming you if you're joining us for the very first time. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you with our second installment of Radio Biafra broadcast here from Corpus Christi in Texas. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. We also have with us in the studio today our brother Moses Mwigwe and also Chidera Akubo. We are looking at all what is happening, why our Americans so apathetic to the issue of Biafra. In terms of the number of people you have in this country, I can say we don't have up to 1% hardcore Biafrans. You may have Biafra in mind. It's like somebody telling me, oh, I have it in mind, I have Christ in mind, but I don't go to church. I have God in mind, but I don't pray. I have God in mind, I don't help those who are less who are disadvantaged. I have God in mind, I cannot do any good. I have God in mind, yet I'm sinning, but I have the intention to be good someday. It doesn't work that way, does it? What needs to happen is that you claim you believe in Biafra, you love Biafra. Even if Biafra cannot come to you, you go and look for it. Go onto your Google and type in Biafra. There are many Biafran groups you can join. You can listen to Radio Biafra. Ask yourself, what is it that I can do to help sustain this magnificent restoration exercise that we are embarking upon? As we've been told, it is not a struggle anymore. We are bringing back what has been in existence before. Why is it difficult for our people to grasp this very basic thing? Why is it difficult to get it through the thinking and the mindset of the Americans who are here? We are waiting for a telephone call this evening. And once again, please, Jidara, what is the number to call?
+1 404 789 8796.
Can you say it slowly? Slowly, please, if you may.
+1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. That is the number to call, and you can also join us via Skype. If you want to get hold of us on Skype, you are more than welcome to do so. I am sure that our Skype is stable. If it is not, we will then try and look at it and try to rectify whatever problem that is afflicting it. We are sure that our contacts here are in perfect working order. That's what we are saying, that we have our contacts here. It is okay. If you are not able to get hold of us, we will try and sort the problem out. We will call you back. We know that Carol Monday from England has been trying to get hold of us since afternoon. We have had a lot of calls from the UK. Why hers is not able to come through, I do not know. We have another of our brothers. His name is Tony. We even have Rita as well trying to contact us. Our dear sister Rita and the Iboga has been trying to contact us as well. We are trying as much as possible to make sure that all of you speak this evening. Where we can, we'll try to return your call. Carol Monday has called as well, so has Tony. We'll try and see what we can do. We are unable to get people back on and place calls. I do not know what the problem is. I don't know why that is the case. Let us try and see if we are able to do anything about it. But please, in the meantime, do not forget to call our telephone number and also on Skype if you can. We don't know what is happening, why we can't take calls on Skype as we would normally do. Please do try and bear with us. We think that most of our contacts are missing for one reason or the other. We are asking you to please try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from Corpus Christi here in Texas. If you want to also reach us via the email, please, Chidera, if you can get the emails up and running so we can read, go through some of the emails that we've been receiving via contact@radiobiafralondon.com. That is how to get hold of us. contact@radiobiafralondon.com. We also encourage you to invite your friends to join us on Facebook. Our Facebook is there. Our Facebook page, please. We don't want people in America saying we knew nothing about it, nobody told us. We want that to be a thing of the past. Add all of them to Facebook, please, so they will not have any excuse in America. They are full of excuses here. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us now, please? Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have your call here live. Can you hear me? No, it is not possible for them to hear us. We are please asking you to call us back. I don't know why that is the case. I don't know why you can't hear us. We've taken calls this evening on Skype, so I do not, for the life of me, understand why we are not able to take your call. That was Carol Monday calling Radio Biafra, and we are asking you to please try and call back whilst we try to raise all the alternative means of contact. Yes, please, my dear brother Moses. It has been a pleasure being... Of course, we're still here. We're still going to broadcast from here 2 times tomorrow. You people are telling us that the Americans, we need to try and be a little bit patient, that we should try as much as possible to persevere with them. But how, if they're at work all the time, how are we going to do it?
Well, personally, my take on that is that time cures everything. There's a lot of people who are just waiting to see if it's going to be a reality or not. Once they are convinced in their mind that it's going to be a reality, they will join the force. And there also may be those who may not show up in any of your studios, but when you leave the shores of the United States, they'll start asking questions and then come on board. That's why I said, let's have some patience. If we really want to get to Biafra, we are not going to rush things. We want to carry everyone along, as long as that person is genuine and want to.
But people are dying, Moses. People are dying back home.
Right.
Are they not hearing about the news that their people are being killed back home?
Right.
How can we be patient when our people are dying? Every life is important to us. How can we wait as our people are perishing? And we are saying, wait until when?
Well,
till 2015, 2018?
No, I don't say wait forever. If you see now what you said today on the news, that one, the leader of the Northern people said that they are being marginalized. If you see what's going on in even the so-called governors in the southeast part of Nigeria and south-south, as a matter of fact, if you go behind them and ask them, do you want Biafra? Most of them will say yes, but publicly they will not come out to say it because they are afraid. So the Hausa Fulani people, as I said earlier, they believe that Nigeria is theirs. If it doesn't go, anything that doesn't go their way, no matter how much they get out of it, they will cry foul. So those of us who live over here and those living even back home in Biafra land, most people, if not all, wants the sovereign public of Biafra.
So do we, Moses, but please let's take this call.
Sure, sure.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. They have left us. They have cut the call. Mm-hmm. Not cut the call. It could be bad network. I've been told off for saying that people are leaving. Well, of course, it is the zoo. A lot of people are experiencing network difficulties. We are asking, you see, that's what it is. They've called us back. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. We are broadcasting from Corpus Christi here in Texas, United States. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. We are live on the air to the whole world. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me at all? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you.
Please go ahead and make your point. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead. What would you like to say? This is Radio. What would you like to say? Do you have any contribution to make?
Yes, this is Sister
Anubong. Yes, my dear sister, you are welcome to the program. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
I've only been trying to link you up to one of our brothers abroad, Mr. Tony, but we cannot get you on Skype.
Where is this Tony based? Where is he based?
He's in Canada.
Oh, Tony is in Canada. Canada. Also, we've seen his calls on Skype. We are also trying to get hold of him. So, if Tony is listening, we are also trying to get hold of Tony as well. We have his details here, and we are trying to get hold of him. We are doing our best to raise him where he is and get hold of him to speak on Radio Biafra and speak to the entire world tonight. So it is important that he stays where he is until he speaks to us. Which part of Canada is he in?
I really don't know.
Okay.
Let
him stay online.
He had so many things. Hello?
Go ahead. We are listening. The world is listening. Go
hello?
Ahead.
Yes. Yes, Tony is bottled up. He has so many things that he wants to say, and he's eager. He wants to say that. So I tried to give him the number, the phone number. She understands.
Yes.
But let me talk with you first before I send the number to him. Just want to tell you that we appreciate what you're doing. We congratulate you. We salute your courage and your effort. And I know and I believe, God willing, I know God is willing, Biafra will achieve very, very soon.
Amen.
And somebody said that some people, some Biafrans will say that you're harsh and that you need to beg or something like that. You see, even down here in Nigeria, by the time you want to call our brothers and sisters to tell them about Biafra, the way they will show me, she understands.
Yes.
So, I'll still have to beg. That we really need to beg. She understands.
Yes.
Because so many of them are, it's like they're anti-Biafrans. She understands. But by the time you take your time and explain to them in detail, carry them along, bear the insult and whatever, at the tail end of it all, you get the attention. So I think you can still apply that and let us, because we know where we are going to. She understands.
Yes.
We know where we are going to. And yes. I believe, God, that very, very soon all the Biafrans will come together. And we'll get it.
Yes, we'll but I have a suggestion. I have a suggestion to make, and this may sound very controversial. It is my opinion, not the editorial board's opinion of Radio Biafra, that everybody who heard about this struggle and deliberately decides to keep quiet or claim that we didn't hear about it, lying to themselves, we didn't hear about it. When Biafra comes, they will need a visa to come to Biafra. Moses disagrees with me, but that is my own personal opinion. These people cannot be evil and so wicked to the point where all that matters to them is themselves, their fat cars in America, and their families. That's all that bothers them. The big houses, the swimming pool behind it, the big cars, and going to parties every Saturday or every Sunday evening. And our people are dying back home, and they are not touched by it. We don't want such people in Biafra. We don't need them in Biafra. Such people are evil. Because when something happens, instead of them to stay in the country and fight for the honor of the country, they will be the first people to jump in an aircraft and abandon us and run away. We don't need such people. What I am struggling to understand is this level of selfishness pervading the mindset of our people in the USA. Where on earth did they get it from? These are not the same Igbo people that built Imo State Airport. They are not the same Igbo people that rallied around and formed Rangers Football Club that tried to build our land out of nothing after the war when the Yoruba stole everything we had. When I was able to call our money. Where are they coming from? Who gave birth to them? I doubt if these people are Igbo people. I doubt if they are. Most of them inhabiting the USA, they are not Igbo people, and I stand to defend it. I doubt if Igbo people can father such. The amount of selfishness you find in one Igbo person in the USA, you cannot find it in 50 people in Europe. It is astonishing. Yes. And we have no apologies. I make no apologies to anybody.
Hello, Kenny.
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Well,
please.
Sorry. I just gave you wrong information about our brother Kenny. He's in the United States. It's United States, but I don't know the country. I mean the part, but he's in US.
Tell him to. I think he's been trying to call us via a group chat. Ask him to call as an individual or give him the telephone number to call, please. Chidera, can you repeat the number?
Because I think what I'll do now. I'm sending him the telephone number.
Send him the phone number to call us. It is free. If we have his number, we can call him from the studios. We can call him. If you give us his number, we will call him. If he can't call us, we will be able to call him. Please ask him to stay where he is or give him the number to call us. We are waiting to hear from him. If he is here in the United States, we are praying. We have come on a rescue mission. Radio Biafra is now officially on a crusade to win back the lost souls of Igbo people here for Biafra. That's what we are doing because they are lost. 90% of them here are wasted. They have no use to us. We need Biafrans to come out, step up to the plate, not just people answering Igbo names. Thank you very much, my dear sister, and I hope you are recovering very well. We understand you had a slight bit of mishap on your way back from the court hearing in Owerri, which you went to without telling a lot of people, of course. That is how most of us operate. We do things rather than talking about it. We welcome you back, and we pray that you get well as quickly as possible.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
God
you very much.
You.
And God bless you, my dear sister. God bless you. That's our sister. Very formidable Rita Nibog, who is calling from Lagos. She is awake by this time. The time now in the zoo is 2:17 when we are small. They used to tell us that evil spirit come out at night, that we shouldn't look out of the window. So when I was small, one day I got up to go and we're living in a thatched house, all Akreka, in the village. That's where we were. So I opened the small window with it had two rods, and I was peeping outside, hoping to see spirit walking about. But I did not see anything. There was no spirit at all. All I saw were Hausa people. They are the evil spirit walking about. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We are broadcasting from Corpus Christi in Texas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Tony. What you have never done, you make me laugh. This is Tony in Colorado.
Tony, how are you? Please go ahead.
Yeah, you make me laugh, man. You have to realize that America is a strange place, man. It's people here, you know, most people work. They work too many jobs.
Yes, Tony, stay where you are. We may have another Tony on the line. Stay where you are. We have another Tony on the line as well. My dear Tony in Colorado, you wait where you are. I love that man so much, Tony from Colorado. We have to go and see him. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Tony also, and I'm calling from the United States.
Thank you, Tony Wosu. Which part of the U.S. are you in? Are you in Texas?
Yeah, I live in Texas, and I work in New Mexico. Right now, I'm in New Mexico.
You are in New Mexico. The people of Texas are wonderful. We exempt them from the castigation befalling all other people here in the United States. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
My brother, I really appreciate your efforts so far. I've been following Radio Biafra for quite some time now, whenever I get onto Facebook. But I've not been able to make any contribution to the cause. And I feel that I am right now compelled to wait. I have like a blazing ball of fire in my stomach to really, you know, put my contribution toward the actualization of our dear nation.
Yes.
But one thing I would like to, because after that, not really, but after two feet in my mama, based on my own view and my own understanding, for I women achieve Biafra, we must have to extend our hands across to our brothers and sisters in the south area, Cross River, Akwa Ibom, Rivers, Bayelsa, Delta, Igbo speaking, from Anyama part of Delta, and then the other side. Because U.S., like it is a multiracial nation. Even that Hispanic, as Spanish as it is, if you get into the airport or anything here in America, they write English, they write Spanish. If you call any company, they say, if you want to speak English, press this. If you want to speak Spanish, press this. So I think we cannot succeed, that's my understanding, without carrying this, our brothers from the other side, to join us. Because even during the war, the Delta Igbos really, really fought for the Biafra. The Calabas, Philip Efiong, and the rest of them really did. But right now, I believe they realized, some of them that acted as Sabo, realized their mistake now. So we really need to extend our hands of brotherliness, friendliness, oneness across to them. In that way, so that our enemies cannot use through them to get into us.
Yes.
Secondly,
I will answer. You are coming. We have time. Don't worry, my dear brother. We have time this evening. If you're running out of credit, we'll call you back. But we know
I'm relaxed. I'm relaxed with you.
Thank you very much. Let us take it one at a time. We are having more difficulties getting across to our selfish brothers and sisters in America, talk less of people in the riverine areas. Our problem are not the people of Mbamri, not the people of Niger Delta, so to speak. Our problem is the level of selfishness inhabiting the minds of Igbo people in the United States. That is a far more distressing stumbling block to overcome than the people of the Niger Delta. Let me take it one after the other. And okay. The Oma that you're talking about, the secretary to the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, by inference, the de facto government of the people of Biafra under customary law as enshrined in the Constitution of Nigeria, is no other person other than Colonel Achuzie, who is from Aniyoma, the so-called...
Ered.
That is correct. Ered is the secretary, and I'm coming, my dear brother. Many people do not know about a gentleman by the name of Jana Kalada. Apostle Kalada is from Bonny. He speaks perfect, flawless Igbo language. This man was the first person to petition the federal government of Nigeria asking for his right to be referred to as a Biafran. I don't know if you know somebody by the name of Uche Okoko, who is a lawyer in Port Harcourt, one of the founding members of MASOP, who traveled to United States along with His Excellency Dean Odumegwu Ojukwu and Owazulike many years ago to launch the Biafran House in Washington, D.C. You are aware also of the fact that 90% of the people who came to court only yesterday at Owerri are from Akwa Ibom. You may also wish to know that...
Are you serious?
I am telling you something that is a fact. The reason why the Board of Trustees of Bilie Human Rights Initiative has not been properly constituted is because the elders of Akwa Ibom and Cross River State got together and said, we are going to join Bilie, but we want a confirmed space and sitting on the council, on the Board of Trustees of the movement. And exactly. That is what we are working upon.
And I agree to that. I agree to them.
Good.
Yeah, I agree to that.
We must make it very, very clear that exactly. The person that explained to us the meaning of the word Ibibio, Ibibio stands for Ibonta. That is the meaning of the word Ibibio. Go and ask anybody from Cross River State of Akwa Ibom, what is the meaning of the word Ibibio? Ibibio means Ibonta. Little wow. Igbo is the meaning of the word Ibibio. That is the meaning of it. Now, we must make some things very clear. Let us stop reading Yoruba newspapers and listen to Radio Biafra. Stop reading Hausa newspapers and listen to Radio Biafra. At Radio Biafra, we are not at war with our people. We have made it abundantly clear. Despite all the intrigues of Obemudia in the former Midwestern state, Ebanke people are Igbo people, and we are taking them with us. Ebanke is presently in Edo state. We are taking all the people from Ebanke down to Opobo. We are not leaving anybody behind. If anybody wants to remove themselves from Biafra, they are more than welcome to do so. But for us, we are including them in the original territory. We will hold a series of plebiscites according to clan. Everybody will be given the right to vote if they want to join Biafra or not. If BBO will get the same thing, Efiks will get the same thing, the Anang, the Oron people, the Kwa Igbo people, the Ndokwa people, the Ijo people, even if the Kweres want to be treated as a separate entity, we will grant them that very wish. We will poll them. We will ask them in a referendum, do you want to be part of Biafra or not? Because we don't want to force anybody. We will go as far as Idoma land. We are telling our people this evening that the boundary for Biafra is from Benue State in Idoma land, the same place that God in heaven stopped the marauding army of the Islamic jihadists in Lower Benue. That is where our land starts from, because that is why we are the only people on the entire stretch of West African coast where the Quran did not make it to the Atlantic Ocean. You may ask me your second question, please.
Thank you very much, my very dear brother. I really, really appreciate your efforts. And then, another point that I'm trying to make now, like before now, I was talking to one of a sister who always told me about Biafra. I told her, my dear, we cannot get Biafra on Facebook. That Biafra is the thing of the mind. It has to start from you and me. We have to have this in our hearts, that this is what we really want. Secondly, I now asked her, you yourself that is saying this, you are actually building a house back in the Yoruba land. Then how do you think, be fair to yourself, do you really want us to go home? And there's this mistake that people do make. at least in economics, there's what we call localization of industry. We can travel from here to China to buy goods. Would Nigerians travel from Nigeria to Dubai to buy goods, to go to any part of the world to buy goods? Why can't we take our whatever that is our enterprise that will scatter all over Nigeria and take it back home? I had a land in Lagos. I lost it to the Omolilo people. The one remaining now, if I set my foot down home any minute from now, I'm selling it. And if I sell it, I will never use my money again to buy a piece of land outside Igbo land. Outside the southern part of Nigeria, I will not do it. Why? Because my brother, every nama, every tomato, every onion, every beans that we eat down the east is being brought down from the northern side. Do you know how much a trailer of nama works? But these people will still make their business, pack the millions from our place, and take it back to their own side. They can never build one block, one thatched house in eastern Nigeria, in the south part of Nigeria. And yet, we are not asking ourselves questions. If we are, I want you to still move the motion that every Igbo man is right-hand with facts to realize that it's waste of our time. We keep developing other parts of Nigeria and leaving our side. If you take your market down to build it at Mary, build it at Omar, build it at Uyo, build it at Uyo, people will still come there to buy. Senegalese, Nigeria go to Senegal to buy goods. Nigeria go to Kodori to buy goods. Why can't people come down home to, like in the Mother Trade Fair complex, or people cried to see the amount of money people wasted? That was a federal government establishment that was abandoned years back. The Igbos contributed billions of naira to give to them. Why can't they take that market down home? If they take it down home, I bet you every other person that needs a spare part will still come there to get it. If we can fly down to China to get our goods, why can't we fly down to Aba, Onesha, Uyo, Calabar, Port Harcourt to get whatever we want? That is another point. And I feel that because those people that have spent so much money investing in Abuja, investing in Kano, investing in Lagos, they are the people that will be frustrating your tirelessly and selfless efforts. Because why? They will be thinking about their investment that kept all over the part of Nigeria. 90% of properties being sited in Abuja today is being owned by Igbo man. They are being owned by the Igbos. How many times can things happen to us for us to realize that this other part of the country, they hate us? Not Imanuel Olorase. Imanuel Olorase is the area.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. But what is stopping those from America from being interested in Biafra? I can understand people with investments in Kano, in Kaduna, in Sokoto, not wanting to have anything to do with Biafra. How about those of you in America? What is the problem here? That is what I want to understand, and I will keep digging until I find out that very ingredient that is stopping our people in America from thinking about the applied.
My brother, I'll tell you that I live in America, and then oftentimes I talk to people. My brother, Peter, you go home last. Now, it's only 15 years. I said, what? Yeah, this one will tell me 17 years. Now, let me tell you. You know, our people, we have this in our nature, but not everybody. As I am now, I'm who now, but as some. I think that I don't want to be part of the 21st century slave. Because that is what I call it. What we are here now is 21st century slaves. We work tirelessly. And then the other way. Another thing is this. Because of the way the people back home, some of them, like if I ask them questions, why don't you like going home? Why don't you like, they will ask me, Okala, Kaga Zerubushi, Okala, Kezerubikima, Okala, Kezerubikima. If we all keep saying this, that means they're talking about the back home again. But then, if we have a duty to return back home, calling people to understand that definitely there's no way we can run away from our home. You can never run away. You can't run out of your nature. You can never run out of yourself. That is a fact. Except it's only when you make yourself, this is what I call self-enslavement. You've enslaved yourself. But my brother, don't stop. Don't relent. Obviously, there's no way you feel you can get everybody. But one assurance I'm giving to you is this. Keep your good work going. And then I, for one, will always be in support of you. And then if I can come, because this work is not just only for you. We are one Oku. We are one near. I will carry out from my own little strength to see that this purpose, this dream. I told them, can this be after a fair level of my time? I want it to be achieved now.
Better.
I told them, let it happen now. That is even before all my moments. The first time from Sweden.
Yes.
That's the very first time about Biafra. I was really, really impressed about that young woman. That is the spirit we need. We need that spirit. We need that force from every angle, from every quarter. And even if among us, there are some people that will even be trying to frustrate your efforts and efforts of others. But we will never allow that to happen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. It seems to be Texas. Texas is excluded from this very thing that we're talking about. This disease of selfishness, unbridled selfishness coupled with modern day slavery. We'll go back home and tell them that our brothers and sisters in the U.S. are basically slaves. They slave themselves to death, working morning, noon, and night to make money to develop the American economy. When where we come from, we are dying. That is foolishness if I have seen one in my life. This is Radio Biafra. We don't mince words. We tell you the truth. If you don't like it, you repent. If worse, please, you go and turn yourself into a full-fledged American or a Native American if you want to. However way you want to do it, but we are telling you that you are not a true Biafran. Every true Biafran shows, as our brother has demonstrated, he wants to see Biafra in his lifetime. Or we're getting our tool, no, John Day America. Why are you afraid? I can understand somebody who is selling spare parts in a market in Maiduguri, trying to survive, saying, I want one Nigeria because I want my shop to be safeguarded against Boko Haram. How about you in the land of the free, in a land of people who pride themselves in their honor and their integrity? Because sometimes English language does not do justice to the depth of my rage and anger at the stupidity and ignorance of our people all over the world. Some of them who are claiming that they are learned, they're educated, they know something more than the other people. What are you doing in somebody else's backyard? If you are that brilliant, what are you doing in another person's country when your own country is there for you to develop? Let us attempt to take this call and see if it will go through. We have quite a lot to get through. We are bringing the program to an end. In fact, we are still on the air. It is our studio. It is our program. We can do with it whatever we like. This is Radio Biafra. Give me your name and where you are, please.
Hello, this is Carol Mundy in England.
Thank you very much. The line is very, very crisp. What have you done to your line that is so clear and very crisp?
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
They've been trying to keep me off, so I had to put up my barrier. Wonderful. And I'm away.
Wonderful.
Obviously, I must have something important to say.
Exactly, and you have made it through to us. The time now here in Corpus Christi is, what time is it again? My brain is gone. 8:37 p.m. It is to 9 p.m. here in Corpus Christi. I presume also it is 2:37 in London in the morning. You have not slept at all. You have been working for Biafra tirelessly. We are indebted to you. We appreciate all your effort. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yes, I want to comment on everything, a lot of things that you've been gone through tonight. And also what I was saying earlier when I got cut off, a lot of people have asked me to comment more about the US involvement in 1969. First of all, the North marginalization, I think that Boko Haram, by saying that there is marginalization up in the North, that Boko Haram is preparing his case in court, like us, to...
Yeah, can you turn the system off, please? Yes, go
yes,
ahead.
It leaked back on. That Boko Haram is preparing his own case to go to court in Nigeria.
You mean the Northerners? You mean the Northern people? The backers of Boko
Haram? No, but Northern is now taken over by Boko Haram.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, go ahead, yes.
Right, so the Northerners now say that they are suffering from marginalization.
Yes.
But they are Hausa people now.
Yes.
Yes.
Aren't they? Yes, agreed.
Of course.
So, and we know that Boko Haram is already preparing to take Nigeria to court.
That is correct, yes.
So like us, he says he doesn't listen to media, but we know he's listening. So he's taking it like us, and he's going to use the marginalization course. Through the court. This is what I think. I think this is why they are trying to say that this is what is happening in the North, because they need to strengthen their own case, because when Boko Haram says he's going to do something, that is what he does. And this is what he will do. He will go to court with Nigeria, the same as we have done, to try his case, and marginalization will be part of that case. There is no marginalization in the North anyway, because the money that they have stolen from you,
yes,
is here.
Yes. Hello, have we lost Carol Monday?
Hello.
Yes, yes.
Have you got me? Yes.
Yeah, we've got you now. Yeah, please go back again.
Okay, you understand?
Yes.
I said that the marginalization. How is this when I know there is 11 properties here in London, large properties that are bought by the House of Fulani with money that they have stolen from the people in Nigeria?
Yes.
Okay, this is my first point, was the marginalization.
Yes.
The second point that you bring up today is the USA Obama trip and how he's not going down there for security reasons, and also the how can I say, fat cats of America and the Western world that are sitting around waiting while everybody is suffering in certain parts of Africa. And in West Africa, mm-hmm. The Brethrens are suffering, and Americans and the Western world are sitting back. In February 1969, the US government wanted to have its own view of what was happening in Biafra, because they were biased, because they were advised by the British. So Nixon sent his senator to Biafra and to Nigeria to give a view, to fill the America's factual void of Nigeria and Biafra. In the 36-page report that the senator and his six-man crew came back with, it blasted the US and it blasted the UN, except for UNICEF, I must say, for the failure to aid the Biafrans.
Is that what the report said? What the senator... Is that what the report
the
said?
Yes, the senator came back and he blasted the US and he blasted the UN, not including UNICEF, for failure to aid the Biafrans. He said that the findings should bestir the world's leaders to prevent this indirect form of genocide. The senator also said that America should not allow what was happening. It was a very detailed report.
Can we get hold of this report? Can you make it available to us?
I will give you what I have, yes.
Wonderful.
The senator said, the senator also said in the report that he witnessed the Igbo people, and that before the war, they were a learned, inventive people in professional positions, and that Nigeria was jealous of them.
So let's throw this straight, please, if you can cool down a little bit. This is contained in a report written by an American senator that went to Biafra. Is that correct?
Yes. The senator was sent from the U.S. The purpose was to fill America's factual void, because they only had facts of what they were told from Britain.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, well, we'll send our man down there, and he went in with whoever else.
Do we have this person's name? How do we find this man's name? This
I can't remember his name on my head.
Okay, go ahead.
I will give it to you also.
Okay, wonderful.
Go ahead. And he went with six people.
Yes.
And this was the report. This is what I've just explained. It was a very detailed report. It reported the genocide, the suffering and everything, and how there was Europeans living there, white people that were helping, and how even how one man had taken out 117 people in one night on a truck. It was a very detailed report, but it showed that these were learned people. And he went back to Nixon, and it was said that before the printout of the report was even coming out of the printers, the senator went to Nixon and begged him and pleaded with him to step in and to stop this.
This is happening in the United States. This is incredible.
And this is what is happening, and they didn't do anything. This was in February of 1969. Remember, the war didn't finish till when? 1970, May?
War finished in 1970, that is correct. Yes.
70, that's right. So in February 69, they knew this. They had a full report of what was going on and he was already warning that this was genocide. He asked for it to stop. He said, you must stop this because of the suffering of the children and the things that was going on, the starvation, etc., that was going on in the hospitals and etc., and the churches being bombed.
This is serious. Please, Carol, stay where you are. We need to take this call, but remain where you are, please. What you're saying is important. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, give us your name. Turn your system off. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, please give us your name.
Yeah, my name is Patrick Ogunka. I'm calling from Maryland.
From Maryland, yes?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've been listening to the program, but I will call back after when you might have finished with the person that is talking already.
No, go ahead. Say what you want to say. She's on hold. Carol Monday is on hold. She's on Skype. She's not paying much money for her call. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. We want to hear. It's a program for Americans. We want you to say your mind on this program. Carol Monday is from England. This is your program. Please go ahead.
My suggestion is that, I always go on Facebook and I see the kind of thing they post there. I would really want to advise it because for we to talk about Biafra, we should have one goal in mind, and that goal in mind is love. You know, I don't like the kind of statement, the kind of words they use against people who do not know much about Biafra or people who are trying to know. I want everybody to calm his or her spirit down when someone sends in a statement or a word. You don't try to throw the word back at him in a negative manner. You know, you should try to embrace every word and put the person right. You know, a lot of people need conviction. You really need to tell them that this is how it is. Like, this is, I'm just a sister, gave me this number, and I'm listening to the program now. This is my first time. You know, before I thought that it was a joke. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we are listening very, very attentively. We are listening, and so is the world. The whole world is listening to what you're saying. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Turn your system off and talk to us via the phone because the whole world can hear your voice. Please don't worry about that. Go ahead.
Okay. So,
go ahead.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So
what I have to say to you is, that if you can turn your system off, just talk to us via the phone. Listen to me via your phone and us here in the studio. Turn your radio off. Yes. Turn your system off. Yes?
Yes.
Listen, please, sometimes when people come, there are to whom much is given, much is expected. We would not expect our mothers and fathers to pay our school fees, to go through primary, secondary, college, higher education, university. even all the way to traveling to the United States without asking their parents, where do I come from? What is Biafra all about? I myself, personally, I am notoriously impatient. I cannot sit a medical doctor down who should know. You know much about American history, yet you don't know the history of where you come from. I say shame unto those people. I make no apologies when I address them in that manner, because they ought to know to whom much is given, much is expected. After all, the person who started you on your path to a very educated existence is an Igbo mother or an Igbo father or a combination of both. What I'm trying to say to you, my brother, is this. I understand what you're saying. When people come to Radio Biafra Facebook page, they expect to be educated. But we don't want them to approach Radio Biafra from a stark, ignorant, from a very antagonistic viewpoint. If you come and say, please enlighten me, I don't know what you're doing, then we are in business, we can explain to you. But if anybody comes into Radio Biafra and says, what type of nonsense are you doing here? Biafra is dead, Ojukwu is dead. We then remind that person us to the scale of ignorance where we place them. We take no prisoners. We make no apologies. We are not there to plead with people. Biafra is a thing of the spirit. If you're led by it, you come to us. We don't need everybody to agree to Biafra before we get Biafra. Only very few people left England. You are in the United States. In America that you are seeing today, that is built so wonderfully well, was started by the people that boarded Mary Rose in England from Southampton. They came here. They did not take the whole of England with them. They did not take the whole of Spain or the whole of Europe with them. A few people came here with a vision, with an idea, and today they built the greatest civilization known to man. We want to do the same, please. Anybody coming to Radio Biafra, ask sensible questions. We shall respond to you sensibly. Ask us a very ridiculous question. Behold, you will regret the day you were born, because you have people who are upset already at the death of their brothers in Nigeria. Anybody coming there must ask a sensible question. If you ask us, we will respond to you. Please, 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 I admire your courage. I admire your conviction. The way you are on Radio Biafra speaking this evening or this night, depending on where you are. I don't know what the time difference is between Texas and where you are. But please, 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 we welcome your type to come and join the family and to go out and convince other people. When we see a soul converted to St. Paul, we know. We encourage them to come along, because once they are converted, they are even more stronger. But please, we beg you, we beg everybody who is in America. There is a place called Biafra. Chinua Achebe was here before he died. He wrote a book. Let our people go and read that book. Even if you cannot believe Radio Biafra, if you cannot believe what Ojukwu said, if you cannot believe anybody on this earth, go and read what Chinua Achebe wrote. I'm sure a lot of you will believe him. That is what we are pursuing, the restoration of our right to exist as a people on this earth as free Biafrans, which, of course, you are welcome to contribute to it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. So, please, what's your name? Who am I talking with? What's your name?
I am Nnamdi Kanu, the director of Radio Biafra.
Okay, Nnamdi Kanu.
I resent to be called Kanu. I am Kanu, K-A-N-U.
Kanu.
The full pronunciation is Kanu. I'm looking at you now. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, my brother, another thing I want to say is that not everybody is as learned as you are. So, people's mentality need to be worked on. You know, someone can throw a word, what kind of thing these people are really, really doing. You know, maybe he thought that he's fake. Because when I saw the thing, I was even angry with my friend who added me to that, but I thought that it was a fake. I was surprised. I said, what's this guy? What is this guy? That's good. So, but when I found out that the way people were insulting each other through the Facebook, I was mad. I said, well, because if you are talking something, before you unite people, human beings are the hardest people you could ever take care of, you know. Hello?
That is correct. You're right. Yes. I read the society, so I know.
And as a leader who is trying to put things in order, you know, you don't use harsh voice or you use harsh words on people. So they really need to be convinced. Just, I was talking with someone who gave me the number to this, and they gave me the website. This is my first time of trying it. You know, so I've been listening to what you have been discussing and everything. So what I'm saying in effect is that, you know, let people be treated with love. If they send in words that are not encouraging, you try to convince them, tell them that, look at this, it is real, it is working out. This is my number, this is my email, this is this, this is that. Give them reasons to believe. Are you hearing me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you have to give someone, everybody is not learned. Everybody, you know, when you talk about Biafra and the way we've seen our brothers die in our nature, blah, blah, in the name of myself, you know, I will know that everybody are angry because of what is happening over there. But people might need to be worked on. You need to convince people. You need to tell them, and convincing them, you must have to convince them with love. Are you hearing me?
Yes, yes. I love them. That's why I risk myself to come to this country. I love our people here. Those that deserve to be loved, those that deserve condemnation, behold, they will get condemned. Because you are here, some of you, not you in particular, some of you are here with soda in one hand, extra large, the other hand has double hamburger on it. People have forgotten where they come from. To such people, I have no love. I have no love to give them. I have only harsh words and education, because they must realize they come from somewhere. You are where people build, and you are parasitically drawing away from it, enjoying good roads, enjoying fat cars, enjoying light, electricity, enjoying running water. That is what makes you a human being. That is what makes you a human being, because you have conscience. It is called conscience. If you have no conscience because you live in America, you deserve no love from me and you deserve no pity. You must have conscience for your people, where you come from. If you don't have it, you don't deserve to be a human being.
All right, my brother. I've had it. Thank you very much. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that this thing is true. It's okay. Well,
and we are coming to Maryland.
We'll call.
Join us when we come to Maryland. I want to see you at the studios of Radio Biafra when we come to Baltimore in Maryland, if you can afford to see us. You come there so we can do a program together. There is no greater love for me than to see you in our studios when we come to Maryland. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's our brother. We still have Carol Monday on the line, I presume. I hope she is still there. She is a very formidable lady, we must say. We have a few of them all over the place. Are you still there, please, Carol? Are you there?
Yes.
Or have you gone to sleep?
Mr. Kanu.
Yes, I am here. I am here. Please go ahead. The entire humanity is listening to you. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I was talking about the senator. The senator's name was Senator Charles E. Goodell. He was accompanied by his administrative assistant, Charles W. Dunn. He was also led, his team was also led by Jean Mayer, the professor of nutrition for the School of Public Health.
And these are reports drawn up by American congressmen or legislature, whatever they call them. They came for a fact-finding mission in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote a report which our people in America are not aware of.
Yes, possibly, but I mean, even we are not aware of this in Biafra, I believe now, from what I'm hearing. He even wrote on the front of the report, "May these findings bestir the world's leaders to prevent an indirect form of genocide."
So even the world acknowledged that they committed or perpetrated genocide against our people. We are the second largest case of genocide in recorded history. Yet we keep quiet and go about our businesses as if nothing is happening. And people wonder why I am upset. People wonder why I castigate our people who are bound with selfishness in America. People wonder why I get upset. To such people, I have no love. What we are talking about is the truth. The truth must prevail. This is Radio Biafra. We must bring it to you the way it is. If you don't like it, you repent. If you don't like what we're saying, please change from your evil ways. you talk about, you love your people before you want us to love you. Love those around you. Love Biafra, where you come from. That name is sacred. If you don't recognize that Biafra is a sacred calling, then you don't have the right to exist as a human being. Even the United States government or their lawmakers acknowledged many decades ago that genocide were perpetrated against our people. What have we done about it? If not only January this year, that Radio Biafra, in conjunction with Bilie Human Rights Initiative, decided to take Nigeria to court, not in any other law court, but within the jurisdiction of Nigeria, to show to the whole world that we are not afraid. We are going to get all of them one after the other. All of them one after the other. If the American Igbos like it or not, we are going to get them. Thank you very much. You have enlightened us this evening. You have. Is there anything else you want to say, please?
There's a few things. He did beg Nixon, and now I'm begging Obama, who will not go to Nigeria, that he must not allow this to happen again. He must step in and break Biafra out of Nigeria. The U.S. people who allowed genocide to happen must stand up. The Igbos living in the U.S. and the U.S. citizens must accept that they accepted that this would happen. And they must stop this. Also, I wanted to mention that you talked about the British, in that they the government and what they have done to you and what is happening over there. I think you must understand that the British people are similar to the Americans now, that they're being held in a slavery of debt. We must not confuse this with government. The British and Russian government have their own interests. Recently, an Italian and a British man were taken and kidnapped by the Boko Haram, and Britain went for a rescue team of these people. They went The British army said that they would they went for rescue of the two kidnapped people, one being British, one being Italian. What they didn't do, they never told the Italian government that they were going to go and rescue their citizen. The British went by themselves to rescue the British and Italian citizen from Boko Haram. When they went there, crazily enough, these kidnapped victims were killed in the rescue. Now, we know Britain supplies the guns to Boko Haram. So why was Italy not advised that they were going to go and rescue their citizen? Because something was going on that they knew down there. That's why those victims never came out of there. And the Italians must look into this. They must look at their victim and their person that wasn't allowed out of there. Because we will out the Britain secrets. Because this is not for the British people. I'm a British citizen, and I was not aware of none of this till I have dug it out myself. So we will out the British government, and we will show you that they are supplying guns to Boko Haram. They will not say this out loud. They will not get involved when it comes to court. The same as Russia. They won't say anything. But all the time, Russia and Britain are putting guns in there.
It is terrible, and thank you for the wonderful work that you are doing. We cannot thank you enough. If you can remain on the line, please do so. But if not, good night where you are. It is good evening from here, Corpus Christi in Texas. We have our brother on the line, Ike Dike, who is calling. He's from Canada. He's been in the United States of America. Please, Carol Monday, thank you very much, and continue the wonderful work you're doing for even the people that you know very little about. Yet those that call themselves Igbos are in America enjoying the good life, asking us to bring Biafra to their kitchen, to their bedrooms, when they should be the ones looking for it. Thank you very much for all you have done. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, that was Corey Monday. Let us go and take this call, please, and see what is happening. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Mwachukwu Biafra calling from Malaysia.
Mwachukwu Biafra.
Good morning, Mr. Nambi.
Good evening from here, yeah, in Texas. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I really want to thank you so much for your great support, and also for all you have been contributing into this struggle to see that we make it as a successful one. I really want to thank you so actually move. I just want to drop a message to our brothers in the United States. I know they all are comfortable in their way of life down there, both their families and everyone. But I also want them to know that they should remember that even though they don't come back home for us to put Biafra land in, to organize Biafra land, they happen to decide to stay in the United States throughout all the days of their life. I want them to know that if they happen to look for them and they are not there, they also need to know that all those wealth, all those keys that they drop up there, that there is no one to bring them back home. And they are lost, and they are lost for life. I want them to know, I want them to there is no professors, there is no doctors in the United States that can fight for our case, that can fight for Biafra case in the United States there. Right now, Radio Biafra is in the United States. No one is able to show up. No one is able to speak for us. No one is trying to represent us from there. All we need in this struggle is a leader. They have to provide this leader, and we are looking up on them. Since Malaysia here can be able to do it, what about the United States? Since Malaysia here can be able to do it, even other brothers in all whole Arab world can be able to do it, what about the United States? We are looking up to them. They don't have to disappoint us, because if they're supposed to disappoint us, we will surely move. We begin to move. We know how to do it. We move. We trust ourselves. I also want to let the Nigerian government know that we are Jews. If they happen to push us to the wall, we grab what they don't want to grab. Believe me, Nigeria will come to an end. Today.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very, very, very much for your call. I came to America with very high hopes that here lies redemption for our people, that here from United States it will be a springboard for us to go out to go and get Biafra. What I am seeing is not encouraging, because at Radio Biafra we do not lie, we tell you the truth. Our people here are apathetic. Biafra does not concern them. America is a disgrace when it comes to Biafra, with the exception of Texas, we must say, and our brothers in Atlanta, where we have a few exceptions, we will tell you. But in the main, they are gone and lost. How they can help in this struggle, I do not know. But we are praying for their souls. I will even embark on fasting myself. I will commence fasting on my own to see if they can be redeemed. Our people are a disgrace to our people here. They are not doing anything, and we cannot spare them, because this is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth, whatever you're joining us from in the world today. Do we have our brother on the line? Is Isaac still on the line? Hello? Do we have Ike on the line? No, with
yes, I am.
Ike, are you there? Please go ahead. Ike, go ahead. The floor is yours. Go ahead,
Yes, I was listening to Carol Monday concerning the document. I was just quickly because I have that particular document bookmarked on my computer, and I was going to come in to give the name of the senator she was talking about, and I think she did that, because I have that particular document. And another thing I want to say is, I really have to commend you and the rest of your team. I know sometimes it's very difficult, but I just hope we'll get there. It's going to be an uphill track, but we just have to keep kicking on. In the true Yahweh's way, I won't say Igbo spirit anymore, because I don't really believe
there is no evil spirit. Evil spirit is a spirit of kolanot, a spirit of compromise, a spirit of defeat, a spirit of cowardice. Anybody talking about evil spirit is a dead human being. If it is not Biafra, it is nothing. It is not worth the piece of, even the mouth mentioning it is not worthy to be listened to. Go ahead.
Because those are my various interactions. I've been privileged to travel to different parts of the world. The Igbos I confront, that I don't really believe in the Igbo spirit anymore. My main spirit now is the Biafran spirit, because I always say this, and I will not apologize for saying this. if the Biafran war was fought today, the last one lasted for 3 years. I don't think the current one will last for 3 days. Honestly, this is based on my assessment.
Of course.
So I must say, just keeping there, hanging there, we are behind you. Hopefully we'll get there. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for your call. We are bringing the program to an end. We have done justice to even all the delays we had earlier. We thank all our callers. We thank all our listeners who have stayed awake in various parts of the world to listen to this very late edition of Radio Biafra coming to you today from Corpus Christi here in Texas. America needs to repent. There has to be a renewal and an awakening. We need to convert people who are Igbo in America. We need to convert them to Biafra. I will even consider opening up a place for baptism so we can baptize people from the nonsense that is Igbo into the purity that is Biafra. Biafra is pure. Only the privileged may partake in it and what it has to offer. I will make an exception and take this call, this final, very, very final call, and then we bring the program to a close. This is Radio Biafra. We are making an exception for you. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Nande, all the game is to have Pastor in Bangkok.
Yes, Pastor.
Lekota, Omo Biafra, and Bangkok, Thailand.
There, well, go ahead, go ahead.
When Ekrelem Chinekela, Indian Nigeria, Ije, lawyer Ije, and one name I was a child. And by God's grace, I am going to go to the church.
Amen. Welcome and there we go. Amen and there one and you walk here. This is Radio Biafra. We came to you today from Corpus Christi. I love this place. It's very hot. I love it. And the distances from one place to another is so far is unbelievable. We walked on a straight road for over 1 hour. We didn't even get to where we are staying. Please, Moses, we are bringing the program to an end. It's been another very eventful, wonderful day. Please, can you bring this program to an end for us, please, by summarizing or giving us...
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Fellow Biafrans and all friends of Biafra everywhere, before I say something else, I must commend and thank Carol Monday. Carol Monday, for those of you who don't know anything about this lady, she's a white lady. She's a British lady, doesn't have anything to do with Biafra. But out of sympathy, out of the injustice she felt that's happened to the Igbo people and the Biafra at large, she wake up, is about 3 a.m.
To give us information.
To give us information, to contribute.
To give us information, yes.
To something that doesn't even concern her, just out of sympathy. She's doing this just to help the people of Biafra. So, for those of us who are of Biafran origin, if this doesn't do it for us, I don't know what else. So please, everybody should wake up and join this program. I see the director of the Radio Biafran, Nandi Carlo, have been saying that people in the U.S. Has been a disappointment as far as he's concerned. I'm pleading with him and everyone else to give them a chance. most of them haven't heard about Radio Biafra till today. Or, as a matter of fact, the Radio Biafra has been in the U.S. for less than 2 weeks. So with time, I believe everybody will come on board. And I had also somebody mention the name of the president of the U.S., who is Barack Obama, to help them carve up Biafra. I can tell you, I'm going to announce this for the first time here on Radio Biafra. President Barack Obama, he is a very good president. He doesn't like injustice. He is a peace-loving man. The first time he went to Africa, he snubbed Nigeria. He didn't go there. He went to Ghana. And his second trip, he's going there to Africa. He's not going to Nigeria. That shows you how he feels about Nigeria. On a personal level, I have written President Barack Obama a couple of times. I've also written a couple of people in the U.S. Congress about something I believe that's dear to me. But that's not Biafra. I have not brought that issue up. President Barack Obama replied that letter to me personally. That shows me that he is the man who stands for justice. So when the time comes, when we really are ready, so one Biafra, I am sure we will go to him. He's going to support us. He is a very formidable person to deal with when you're dealing for justice. So once again, I thank all friends of Biafra. I thank Carol Monday especially for waking up this late morning to contribute. So please, those of us who haven't come on board, please take your time, go to the Radio Biafra website, digest all that is on the website. That alone will make you come on and join this program. No matter how difficult it is for you, no matter how many jobs you have, Biafra is a cause for you to turn around and say, hey, my people are suffering, I must come on board. Thank you and good night.
Thank you very much. And Chidera, please, you are very busy walking away. You can just say good night. I'm sure you can muster that.
Of course I can. Hello, dear friends. Thank you for listening to the evening's edition. And I say good night, good afternoon, or even good morning to you, wherever you are. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And from me, it's been a pleasure serving you this evening. All day, I would say, from Corpus Christi here in the beautiful state of Texas in the United States. And we'll be coming to you again tomorrow. We'll come to you 7 p.m. London time, 7 p.m. in Biafraland, which is 1 p.m. here in Corpus Christi, and also again in the evening. And then after that, we are heading all the way to Houston in Texas, and from there to Dallas, the Fort Worth area. We are very grateful for your listenership, and we hope you join us again, same time at an earlier time of 7 p.m. London time, 1 p.m. here in Corpus Christi. Keep spreading the word about Biafra. Those of you in America, please come out. Obama cannot give us independence. When Obama asks the people around him how many Biafrans are living in the United States, they tell him 5 million Biafrans. And he says, turn around and say, but where are they? People from England are writing to me about Biafra. People from Biafra land are talking about Biafra. How about the Biafrans in the USA? What are they doing? Bikun hapu hamburger hamburger hapu nu. Nde won.
Dr. La 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 la